You clock out, we clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Welcome to this edition of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. Joining me today is Kevin Richardson, the regular commentator for San Jose State Football. How are you doing today, Kevin?
You know, I'm doing good. We got a little rain out here on the West Coast, so we're kind of excited about that. It's been a dry spring and a dry summer.
Well, it's been pretty dry in California overall for quite a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. Of course, we've got field turf at Spartan Stadium, so the rain shouldn't be an issue, and we're supposed to clear up. But it is kind of refreshing to actually get some rain and kind of add a little moisture to the dry foothills around here.
Yeah, no, I haven't looked at the forecast, but you know, I always assume nice weather in California for football games.
There you go, perfect.
I mean, so San Jose State football has, you know, they're coming off a win last week. Now, I'm curious what your feelings are in regards to momentum, because San Jose State's coming off a win on, I believe it was on the 24th. BYU has had a bye week and then played Wagner prior to that, where they had a lot of their second and third string players playing. How much do you think the momentum of San Jose State playing here more recently versus almost a 2 to 3 week break for BYU? How do you think that'll play into the game?
Well, you know, it'll be interesting. So San Jose had the bye week last week. They beat, you know, New Mexico 31-21, you know, the week before on the 24th, as you said. You know, it's interesting trying to kind of figure out the rhythm for San Jose State when they come out of byes. Last year they had two bye weeks. And, you know, I got to tell you, there wasn't much correlation to the bye week and how they performed. So I'm not sure if that's going to be a huge issue, although I do know academically, right, it gave them a good couple weeks to kind of get things squared away. And I know the Friday night kickoff has everybody out here at San Jose State excited. So I'm hoping, you know, for San Jose State's sake, hopefully a Friday night gets some fans out to the field, because it was a little light in terms of attendance against New Mexico after the loss to San Diego State the week before. But I think Friday night will get things going. The 8:30 kickoff out here is going to be kind of interesting in terms of how many fans stay for the duration of the game. But, you know, again, in terms of bye week, you know, a couple of injuries that probably get better, but I'm not thinking too big of an impact.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of injuries, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I read right, Tyler Winston was one of the leading receivers on the San Jose State offense, and now he was lost in this last game against New Mexico. How do you think the offense is going to recover losing him?
You know, you're exactly right. Tyler Winston was the leading receiver for San Jose State, 368 yards, I think, is the exact stat for him. You know, that's a loss. Anytime you lose somebody like Tyler Winston, that's a big deal for an offense. At the same time, when you look at the stat sheet for San Jose State, there's a lot of other receivers that get really involved, and of course Tyler Irvin, the leading rusher for San Jose State, he's the number two receiver also. But you know, San Jose's got a tight end in Billy Freeman that's got over 300 yards receiving, couple of receivers, Tim Crawley, Hansel Wilson, that are kind of possession, get open kind of guys. And then probably your most direct replacement, if you will, for Tyler Winston in terms of body type and type of receiver is a guy named Justin Holmes, and he's a redshirt freshman. Big guy. He's got 7 catches on the year for 59 yards, but he would be a guy that has made, on his 7 catches, I want to say 5 of them have been pretty spectacular kind of grabs. And again, a guy that's big and can, you know, get between the defender and the ball and go get it. So I think at, you know, 6'2", 214, he's a guy that you probably look to, with that, you know, to replace, Tyler Winston with the injury.
Okay. I mean, you brought up the other Tyler that you really need to talk about when talking about San Jose State, and that's Tyler Irvin. He clearly looks to be the key cog to the San Jose State offense. Can you give us an idea of what his style is, how he's getting his touches, and what BYU fans should expect from Tyler Ervin?
Yeah, you know, you're spot on. Tyler Ervin is, so goes Tyler Ervin, goes San Jose State. You know, in terms of rushing yards, he's got 1,159 yards on the year, 12 rushing touchdowns, you know, all-purpose yards through the roof. You know, he returns kicks, returns punts, does a lot of different things. When I describe him, I always date myself, and I graduated high school in 84 and graduated college in 89 after a redshirt year at Stanford. But I always talk about Tyler Ervin as being Tony Dorsett, a guy that can be physical if he needs to be physical, but a guy that can find a gap between the tackles like nobody I've ever seen in person. You know, and the issue with Tyler a few years ago was he was a little bit injury prone, and it really just had to do with just size at the time and maturity. And, you know, he's a guy that's put in a ton of work in the off season and has, you know, a much bigger body type at this point. You can tell he's really, you know, paid attention to the strength training piece. But, you know, they'll line him up at tailback. They'll put him out at slot back. They'll bring him in motion. They'll do all kinds of things because, you know, if you can get Tyler Ervin in space with the ball, that's usually a good outcome for the San Jose State offense.
Okay. I mean, you know, based on everything you're describing to me, it sounds like he's got a really good future potentially ahead of him. I know it's his senior year, but it made me bring to mind a quality that a lot of running backs seem to miss. And I know BYU has a aggressive defense. How good is Ervin at picking up the blitz?
You know, in terms of being a blocker, you know, they don't ask him to do that a lot, but he is a guy that does the job when he needs to. You know, most of the time they've got him into a route when they're throwing the ball, but he is a guy that will stick his nose in there, and he's really strong at the point of attack. And, you know, that brings up probably, you know, I think one of the weaknesses maybe of the San Jose State offense is in terms of, you know, how do they handle the blitz? You know, San Diego State was a tough, tough night for the Spartans. And as you guys probably know, with the San Diego State defense, you're seeing a lot of different looks, and they run that 3-3-5, and just like you guys have a tendency to do. And, you know, they bring a lot of heat. And San Jose State, quite frankly, against San Diego, struggled in that 30-7 loss. And that was one of the big issues was, you know, how do you handle the blitz? And, you know, how do you get the ball out fast? To me, I think it was more about getting rid of the ball quicker rather than maybe, you know, you're probably not going to block, you know, 5 and 6 guys when they're coming in the rush. But that'll be one of the things, I think, if you look at what San Jose did between San Diego and New Mexico, because New Mexico likes to gamble on defense. San Jose, I thought, did a much better job against New Mexico the next week of giving the quarterback, Kenny Potter, a little time to throw, and Kenny was a little more dialed into, hey, I've got to get it out quick. I can't stand here and look as long as I'm used to.
I mean, was that the key issue against San Diego State, was that Potter was just holding on to the ball maybe a little too long?
I think so. I think, you know, and overall, that was probably maybe, you know, an issue on offense again, and then, you know, combined with that, San Jose State just not able to rush the ball at all against a real physical defense there. You know, in terms of overall against San Diego State, they've got a spectacular running back that looks a lot like Tyler Ervin. And, you know, their running back had a great night against the San Jose State defense. So, you know, San Diego, gosh, they've been on a tear here the last couple of weeks. They've been playing some really good football. But, again, offensively for San Jose State, yeah, when they're getting that blitz, that was problematic. But, again, against New Mexico, I thought things were markedly improved and I think heading in the right direction.
Okay, I mean, you mentioned, you know, San Diego State really being able to run on the San Jose State defense. I mean, how do you figure the battle of the trenches will go versus BYU?
You know, it's always interesting. I was kind of trying to benchmark and say, okay, last time these teams got together, I believe it was out in San Jose, and you know, San Jose was having a great year. They went to the Military Bowl that year, and San Jose was able to win the turnover battle down the stretch and get the win. You know, in terms of being physical up front, San Jose State, I think, is pretty sound offensively. I think they can get in there and push around with the best of them. Again, I think their weakness on offense is maybe picking up those stunts on the defensive side. In terms of defensively for San Jose State, you know, the front four has struggled a bit against the run this year. At the same time, they've got a linebacking core led by Christian Tago that is pretty active and makes a lot of tackles. You know, where they've struggled is when they've had to go against an offense where, you know, the quarterback is part of that running game. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, San Jose likes to cover in man coverage on the back end. But, you know, so offensively between the tackles, I like what San Jose State does. Defensively between the tackles with the front four, you know, they forced to kind of rely on some run stunts and that kind of thing to try to kind of keep a big physical running team, you know, on their heels a little bit, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You bring up the man-to-man coverage that San Jose State likes to run, you know, and it seems like Wallace and Pruitt back there have been able to, you know, handle their own in the cornerbacks. How do you feel they'll match up against the really good size and senior wide receivers of BYU?
Well, you know, that's always a challenge. And again, of course, I date myself going back to the 80s, but, you know, my my perception of BYU has always been, you know, the Jim McMahon days, you know, and throwing the ball all over the yard like the Cougs have been known to do over the years. And, you know, I like our back end against anybody in terms of throwing the ball. You've got guys that really get to the ball well. They see the ball. They play the ball well. But at the same time, you know, BYU's had so much success this year throwing the ball. And, again, it's been an interesting story for you guys with a new quarterback. And boy, that guy has stepped in and looked really spectacular. So definitely a challenge, but I think a good matchup, if you will, a good football matchup. It'll be fun to see how that kind of shakes out on the back end, you know, because if you look at San Jose's numbers and you say, well, gosh, you know, against the pass, you guys have been spectacular, but at the same time, you know, the numbers don't look so good against the run. So, you know, the numbers are a little bit inflated on the back end there. At the same time, you know, those are guys that do really well against the pass, and it'll be fun to see that matchup on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you speaking of being on Friday, earlier you had mentioned that, you know, San Jose State's hoping to get a bigger home crowd because it'll be a Friday night. It was an interesting note I saw. The home team has won the last six meetings between San Jose State and BYU. How much of a home field advantage do you think San Jose State might have this coming weekend?
Well, you know, I don't think anybody's going to run out of body paint in the Bay Area this Friday in terms of, you know, fans turning out for the San Jose State game. At the same time, I think it'll be a good night student-wise at San Jose State, because I think you've got this Friday matchup. You know, everybody's kind of talking about it. If, you know, San Jose can, you know, get back to winning a couple games here down the stretch, if they can get two of the four, they can possibly get bowl eligible. And I think a name like BYU probably brings a few more fans out. The one thing you struggle with a little bit out here is, you know, a lot of the, you know, high school football, I'm sure, like Utah, has played on Friday night. So that kind of cuts down your attendance a little bit. But I would expect a better crowd. I think people were disappointed after the San Diego State game. And I think after seeing what happened against New Mexico, I think the crowd will be decent. And, again, Friday night under the lights, knowing that, hey, it's a TV game, you probably get a few more people showing up just to, you know, support football in the Bay Area, if you will. And I know that, you know, Stanford's out of town. On Saturday, they'll be at Colorado, so you might pick up just a few college football fans that aren't necessarily BYU or San Jose fans, but just fans of the game of football, and they might show up and put a few more people in the seats.
Okay, I mean, you know, ultimately BYU right now is favored by 12. Do you think this game is going to be a little bit closer? And, I mean, if you're willing to throw a prediction our way, I'd be happy to hear.
You know, it's interesting. People always ask me about the spread, what I think about the spread, you know, and I've never been one that has followed the spread. So I'm no help to you there. I do know that, you know, you look at what BYU has done this year. They've got a great football team. You know, you can say what you will about, oh, gosh, you know, You know, I had somebody tell me the other day, well, you know, the Boise State win, you know, that was at the, you know, final seconds, and same with Nebraska. But be that as it may, you have to be within striking distance to put yourself in that position. And, you know, those are two pretty darn good football teams, and Boise State, obviously, probably the best of those two. So I know when I looked at the schedule to start the year, my feeling was, hey, this BYU team is going to be good. BYU teams never fade late in the year. They always seem to play better late in the year. It's a mature kind of player, it seems like to me, when I look at BYU. So I think it's a challenge for San Jose State. I think the key will be, what can you do with your other receivers, with Tyler Winston out of the lineup? The other part is, you know, how well does Kenny Potter, the quarterback, play for San Jose State? I think he's matured quite a bit in the last few weeks. And I think it just really has been the matter of getting, you know, looks at real-time game action. And the key for him, he had a touchdown run the other day where he ran a 360 in the backfield and ended up taking it in for the touchdown. And he's a dynamic playmaker. He has struggled a little bit when he tries to make maybe more of a play than actually exists in turning the ball over, and that hasn't been the issue the last couple of games. I thought he's really matured into being a college quarterback. He had a touchdown throw against New Mexico where he could have probably run it, but it was better just to dump it off to the tight end and let him get it in the end zone, and he made that throw. And to me, it kind of told me, hey, he's starting to understand the tempo of the game. He got knocked out of the game at Oregon State, scrambling around trying to make a play that was probably going to take him nowhere, and I think he's doing a good job there. So I think it's key. He doesn't turn the ball over. You're going to be in a good place if you're San Jose State. You know, it's going to be a big physical team from BYU. We know that going in. Got to be able to stop the run on defense. And special teams, you know, San Jose State has struggled there. They need to have a great night on special teams and do better in the field position game, you know, setting things up by making smart plays on special teams. And not only smart plays, but also, you know, good physical plays.
Yeah, interesting side note for you and for those who are listening is that once Potter throws a second interception, it's ended in a loss every time this season. So as long as he can keep it to one interception or less, you know, San Jose State's looking pretty good. But go ahead, what were you going to say?
No, you know, and again, if you look at turnovers for San Jose State, that's one thing you can really jump on when you look at stats and say, oh gosh, you know, they're almost, you know, minus one per game. And, you know, you think of that stat throughout the course of the season. If you're giving your opponent the ball one more time than you have it per game, you know, you're obviously putting yourself in a tougher position to win the game. And you're exactly right. Anytime San Jose has taken care of the ball, they've got great playmakers. It's helped out their defense, and things have turned out well. But, boy, yeah, once it starts to turn, it definitely has, on the games that they have lost, the turnovers have been a big issue.
Yeah, well, you know, Kevin, thanks for taking some time out of your day. I do have one other question. Being that this is a Torn by Sports lunch break and that there might be some BYU fans traveling to the Bay Area, I was hoping you might be able to give them a good idea of somewhere to go for a good lunch.
A good lunch. Gosh, you know what? The best place to go for lunch if you're out and about on Friday is a place called La Villa Delicatessen in Willow Glen, which is just basically San Jose, a suburb of San Jose on Lincoln Avenue. So La Villa Delicatessen in Willow Glen. I recommend the beef raviolis. The play-by-play guy, Justin Allegre for San Jose State, he and I, that is our pregame meal. Home or away, because we'll actually go by and have something to eat before we get on the plane with the team on a Friday. So, La Villa in Willow Glen, and you'll be happy with that choice.
All right. Well, thanks again, Kevin, and hopefully we'll, you know, if BYU or Utah or any of these Utah teams are playing San Jose State, we'll talk to you in the future.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
This has been a Torn Life Sports production.